I want to welcome those who are watching online, either live or will be through the website later. And we announced it here already, but I want to tell you guys that watch online that the bridge is finished. It is done. I'm going to try to put a couple of pictures online on our Facebook page for those who weren't here tonight to be able to see what was done. But God has incredibly blessed us, and we were happy to be able to do that. So welcome. If you didn't grab an outline, certainly you won't bother me. If you need one, go grab one. But if you are here and you haven't been with us for a few weeks, or you're joining us online for the first time, it is a great time to be at Westbridge. We've just begun a new series, and we're going to study Paul's letter to the Romans. So we've barely touched it. We learned last week that this is not his first letter. In fact, it was developed toward the end of his third missionary journey, kind of in the middle of all the letters he wrote. And this letter is really quite something. It presents a lot of theology. In other words, knowledge about God and how that information should impact our life. If you missed last week in the introduction to Romans, then you can go to our website at westbridgecc.org. You can go to our Facebook page, and you can look for a message entitled Greetings, because we really just covered verse 1 of Romans chapter 1. It's going to be a long study. It's going to be a long study if Mr. Robert doesn't move this along. Move well. It won't happen this week either. In that first week, we just unpacked that verse, but there was a lot in there. And in that verse, we were challenged. You and I were challenged to consider, how do we present ourselves when we approach other people? How do we present ourselves? What do we say? What do we do? What do we act? What are our priorities? That's what we talked about. So go watch that if you missed that. Because in that opening section, what we see after Paul does his own self-introduction is Paul announces themes he's going to cover in Romans. He gives us a taste of what it's about that he's going to touch on in this letter. Paul mentions the name of God 4 times. He mentions Christ 4 times. He highlights grace and faith. He includes being called, which is something Paul talks about. And he introduces the flesh and spirit, which are 2 terms that he's going to contrast throughout this particular letter quite a bit. The other theme Paul introduces in these opening verses really are considered by many scholars, most pastors and authors, to be the theme of Romans, the entire letter, the gospel, the message that God commissioned Paul to deliver on his behalf. That's what most people say. If you want to know what Romans is about, Romans is about the gospel of God. The Greek word for gospel is euangelion, translated to joyous news or good report. This term is used to describe a favorable report of a messenger who's gone into the battlefield, they've come back, and they've given good news. Or it's used for an official proclamation that the heir to the king has been born. In the New Testament, that term, gospel, occurs frequently in noun form, in verb form, and literally meaning good news. As a noun, it occurs 75 times, and in verb form, 56 times. That's a lot. And you know what? Paul uses that 60 of 75 times. Paul talks a lot about the gospel, and we're going to see a lot of it in here. And of course, we know the gospel refers to the proclamation of Jesus' death, his resurrection, and the fact that that single act allows him to forgive sins and give eternal life. It's a good story. It's the good story about Christ's person and his life. The gospel was really the center of Paul's preaching. It's the standard by which he lived his life. He conducted himself to God's glory. By the way, Paul used this word. It was clear that most of the people he was writing to, they knew what he was talking about. They knew about the gospel pieces already Because almost half the times when Paul uses it, he doesn't explain a thing. He just tosses it out there like it's common sense. Everybody knows what it is. However, when we talked about last week, remember Paul never met the Romans. He'd never met them before, never spoke to them before, never shared that message and mission personally with them, although he wanted to. So in his letter, he not only introduces himself, but in this section, he introduces his message. If you have your Bibles, Romans chapter 1, we're going to cover three more verses. We're going to go through verse 4 today. Verses 1 through 4, that's what we're going to focus on. The Bible says this. It says, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was a descendant of David according to the flesh, and was appointed to be the powerful Son of God, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead. In Paul's salutation, he gives his readers several pieces of information regarding the message that he was called to preach. So let's extract each of these pieces and discuss them a bit more. The first piece of information about the gospel of God, Paul says it originates from God. That's piece number one. This gospel originates from God. In verse 1, Paul declares that the content of his gospel is authored by God the Father himself. As we spoke last week, Paul was very intentional when he introduced himself to claim, listen, the authority behind what I'm doing is not me. The message is not me. It's not my own. It's from God. It's from God. Here Paul wants his audience to know the message is not something he made up. The message is not something that just he dreamed. It's something directly from God. In the Amplified Version, that same verse says, from Paul, a bondservant of Jesus, the Messiah, called to be an apostle, a special messenger, set apart to preach the gospel, good news, of and from God. Now, with that foundation laid as the source of the message Paul was called to share, he moves on to a second piece of information he wants his readers to know up front concerning the gospel. He says, this message was promised beforehand. This message was promised beforehand. Paul doesn't just tell them, hey, that this came from God. He substantiates that claim. He points to the gospel message declared by God's prophets in the Old Testament, which he refers to as the Holy Scriptures. It's important for Paul that his readers understand that Scripture is the source of his message. In the book of Romans, Paul quotes directly from the Old Testament 51 times. Lots of numbers tonight. And he uses paraphrase quotes another 10 times. And in his 13 letters, guess what? The majority of them, nearly half of those quotations, in Romans. In addition, Paul presents 15 allusions. I love that word. Allusions to the Old Testament. What in the world is that? Not an allusion like magic, because I can't do any of that. An allusion, in case you haven't heard of it, is a term that's, it's an expression designed to these last 2 weeks, focusing on that bridge, you guys have done the work. You've shown the love of Jesus to women who may not have always seen that in their life. We want to keep doing that. If you become aware of an opportunity, a need, it could be one of you, then bring it to my attention. We can pray over it. God wants us to continue to impact the people here at Westbridge, the people in our extended family, our neighbors. One way to spread the good news is just to be kind, to show love, to plant some flowers for a Memorial Day celebration, which our ladies will do. That's what he asks us to do. So if you're aware of anything, then bring that to our attention. But through tonight's study, Paul has given you and I some key pieces of information concerning this gospel. He's going to talk about it a lot. But I am convinced you and I can do the work this talks about. Don't think for a moment that you don't have what it takes to tell others about Jesus. I've seen it done. I've stood next to people at the Warren County Fair showing love to folks. I've seen it done at the Alpha Fall Festival, just being nice. I've seen it on a restaurant on a motorcycle trip. Buying gifts at a Walmart for those in need. Yeah, our women's group just went on an adventure. They were given some money to try to spend, I think it was, you know, $10 or less or something like that, and a challenge. And what did they do with that money? They bought gifts to give to other people in that process. And they met people along the way, and they showed love. You can do this. You can do this. You have the Holy Spirit as your helper. You have the people around you who cheer you on, who are encouraged and want to help you. And you have the pieces of information that Paul has given you from tonight's passage that says, listen, this gospel, it came from God. It's in the entire Bible. It all points to Jesus as the Messiah. It all centers on him, the eternal Son, who came down, took on flesh, so that when he perfectly obeyed, when he went to death, when he rose again, he had the power to forgive sins. You just got to believe. It just takes faith. And remember what Paul said. It's not your message. It's not my message. I'm not preaching my message. I'm preaching God's message. You're preaching God's message. You're giving God's love. So therefore, we can be confident he's there when we deliver the message. So as the worship team comes forward and prepares to lead us in a final song, talk to God. Ask him for the opportunity, and if needed, the courage, the words, to do the work he's prepared for you to tell others about him.